Hello? Hello? Testing? Is anyone... Can you hear me? Aha! I can't believe I got this to work. I've been working on this... How long has it been? However many cans I've gone through. Let me check. Been through 10 cans of beans. That's as long as it took me. Huh. There... Lots of beans in this abandoned bunker. I'm not sure if anyone's listening, but... Hello, humanity. My name is Sam. And, well, I think I survived the end of the world. Or whatever this is. So, let's catch up, yeah? You know, the tiny talk or whatever. Small talk. Yeah, that's right. So, how have you been? Maybe, where are you now? Your survival story? Or how I haven't been able to find you? I guess I'll go first. Me, I'm okay. Thanks for asking. I'm... alive. I listen to music or talk to myself sometimes to scare away the silence. I miss people. Anyway, I've been hunting for supplies and bunker hopping. Have you ever been bunker hopping? You know, busted one open for a place to stay? Not as fun as you think. Yeah, the bunkers I've found are stacked. You know, food storage galore, batteries, books, fun stuff before everything bad happened. But it's kind of sad since the ones I've been to have all been abandoned. This is the third bunker in the last 2 winters? I don't know. I've been in more bunkers in the last 2 winters than seen people. And that's kind of concerning. I bet this bunker has all sorts of surprises. It's the biggest I've ever been in. The supplies were hard to get to. Tucked away like some kind of secret stash. There are plants down here. Some mushrooms or fun guys. You can't see me, but I'm doing finger guns. But anyways, the bunker is moist like some of the others I've been to. It's very earthy. Almost like they used to have a garden or two down here. I'm just lucky the generator still works, even at half capacity. A little handiwork, messing with the wires and metal, and yeah. I think this bunker will be good for now, especially with this radio. I won't be... What was that? Must have been a pipe or the generator. You know, when I was little, my mom would put me to sleep with the radio on because I got scared of the noises at night. The little creaks and bumps, breathing... Things you can't see, but feel. That's why I found a cassette player and stole a lot of batteries. My mom said I should look on the bright side. So at least I have a cool radio now. And I'm not bored. Yet. I'm not bored yet. What else have we got here? I found this fun fact book in a dilapidated gas station. It might be what you call a bathroom reader? I just call it my fun fact book. Here's a fun fact for you from the fun fact book. The sun screams. There is no one here to tell me that is scientifically incorrect, and I don't remember enough about it to say otherwise. Fun fact, jellyfish have no brains. Fun fact. Hold on 1 second. Hello?
Hello?
I don't know how long I'm going to last without knowing what that noise is. I'm not sure if I want to know. It's like A few slams and then a low hum, almost as if something is out there and it wants in. It won't respond to my voice. I think I'm gonna stick around here a little longer. Let me just... Yep, I've locked the door to the room, safety first. I could probably put on a little music, too, to make things a little better. Because whatever that thumping is, the kind of heavy, inconsistent thuds, it doesn't sound... You know, I do have these letters. Things people used to write to each other before the world ended. I read these to myself at night. Kind of embarrassing, I know. And now I'm here reading them out loud on air. These ones I found pretty recently. Hope there aren't any revealing secrets here. Dear Jonathan, they say that this helps with the grieving process, that maybe you're still out there. They say one day that they'll deliver these letters, that there are other communes like this one. Just my luck, I ended up in a cult commune during the apocalypse. At least they have nice food. The singing and dancing gets a bit much, but I think about the time that we danced in your sister's apartment, recording ourselves with music in the background. Do you remember that? We thought we were so cool. Anyway, I can't stop remembering you and the way things were before. The times we took your truck out camping and laid in the bed of the truck to look at the stars. How bad you were at starting fires. The way your laugh made me laugh, always. How you still kept in touch with your deadbeat dad. Or how you wailed on the kids that were bullying your little sister. How did you do it, Jonathan? How did you face the world with a smile on your face when everything was against you? I'm so exhausted with living. Everything we ever knew is gone now, and I'm just here in some weird clothes taking care of plants. But that's life, I guess. I'm going to try to be the person you always knew I could be. Maybe even more like you. Things will get worse before they get better, right? Hugs, kisses, and everything in between. Miss you. Love, Janie. That's the end of the letter. It was a nice one. Jonathan, if you're out there, Janie's looking for you. Or was. I'd like to meet you someday. Seems like you're a pretty cool dude. Well then, I'm blasting the volume on my cassette player with a little bit of music, and I think it's time to go check out the ominous thumping. All else fails, I have a hatchet and a firearm I'm still learning to use. So, if you're hearing this, until next time.
Letters to Humanity is brought to you by Brightbone Productions. Sam was voiced by James Enderley, and today's episode was written and produced by Isabel Berger. Today's 8 tracks were Fish Attack by Alpha Hydrae, Light Thought Bar 2 by Kevin MacLeod, and Falling Into the Game by Soft and Furious. Radiostatic sound effects were brought to you by Paradox Mirror. And additional Foley was brought to you by the YouTube Audio Library. If you liked today's episode, feel free to show your support by sharing this and your thoughts on social media. We'd love to hear what you think.